Cape Town wakes up. Cape Town wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
To the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
On Smile FM.
No better time to have everyone listening than now, because ladies and gents, talking about I Want Your Back, is back, baby.
Oh, Quinn, yeah.
Lucas.
Morning. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for getting up and being a part of our morning this morning.
It's been a pleasure.
It's been a while since you and I chatted, and it's been so lekker to watch your career and play a small role in being here and playing your music and loving what you've been doing. And speaking of which, you've been busy. You've been a busy man.
Yes. Do you know that you were the first radio interview I ever had?
Yeah.
You were the very, very first radio interview I ever had.
100%.
So it's really special to be here. Thank you for having me. I have been busy. I'm doing a lot of different things. But if I'm not busy, I tend to spiral a bit, so it's good. being busy is good. What's the saying? Idle hands?
Yes, correct.
Mm-hmm. I don't know the end of it, but...
Yeah, but you know how it goes.
It doesn't end well.
No. Talk to us about Tip of My Tongue.
Yes, so I've got an EP coming 11 July.
Ooh-wee.
It's my first body of work since my album in 2018. Mm. I've been doing singles in between.
Yes.
I was going to do a full album. I've got enough songs for probably two albums. I almost just felt like I needed something in between the first and the second album.
Yes.
I call this a bit of a palate cleanser.
Got you.
You know, so I took almost the most outrageous, the most different songs out of the stack that I had, and I thought, no, this needs to be a thing on its own.
Yes.
It needs to be a bit of a palate cleanser. I need to just get off my chest everything that I've been too afraid to say maybe over the last couple of years.
Sure.
You know, so I'm quite excited. I'm very proud of it. I feel like it's the first time I'm making music that I would listen to.
Yeah. Yo, that's cool.
And that feels amazing. Yeah. I can't believe it's taken me 8 years to figure out that, like, oh, maybe as a musician you should make the stuff that you like, you know. But you get so caught up in what you think you're supposed to be and what you think will be successful and what you think success means. So I'm very proud of this project.
But everybody has, I mean, if you think about it, as an artist, you're spot on. You are in a position where you've got to deliver, as you were. This is what would dictate that the public would want you to do something, and you would want to have to follow it to be successful, right?
Yeah.
And then you hit a moment where you're like, to hell with that.
Yeah.
Like I get it, and I understand what you want from me, and I understand what you expect from me, but hold on a second.
Yeah.
Hold the fort. I'm busy with something that's me. That's about me and makes me feel like, and no disrespect to the work that's been done, but there does come a time where you have that aha moment and you need to do something that's for you. And I love that. Now, you mentioned the fact that the EP drops 11th of July, but between now and then, I mean, you got a crazy schedule in terms of the next couple of weeks. And then it's the rest of the year, which is you on tour and doing loads of festivals, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, for sure. I can't wait to get back out on the road again. I just finished a tour.
Yeah.
But I'm also studying, so I'm going to go. I'm spending a month in India. I leave on the 4th.
Yeah.
The opportunity just came up last week, which is incredible. I love India.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to balance being a musician, also being a student. It's really hard. But I love both. I really do love studying. I love what I'm studying.
Yes.
I'm also not studying as a plan B. Yeah. You know, they're kind of all lining up.
Yeah.
It's all part of plan A.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm grateful. I mean, the fact that I get to do music and also study, it's a blessing. I get to do two things I love.
And not necessarily only study, but also teach, because he has started a new venture with Quena Music.
Yes.
Tell us more about that.
For sure. So, yes, I'm also in the music business now. I'm on the other side. I was so hesitant. Mm. Because, you know, you always just feel so unqualified. And I was like, what do I know?
Imposter
what
syndrome.
What do I know about... but Eben from Quena just approached me. Such a love for music. Mm. And he said if anyone needs to be in the music business, it's musicians.
Yes. Yeah.
So we've gathered a troop of really incredible musicians, incredible business people. And we're hoping to take on artist management just with our hearts first, yeah. you know, yeah, and learn along the way. So yes, I'm also a businessman now, which is great.
The wearer of many hats. I love that.
So
I love
talented.
That. I love what you do. I love who you are. And I love the fact that you're gracing our airwaves this morning yet again. The man, the incredibly gifted Craig Lucas.
Thank you.
Woo. The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
6 to 9.
6 to 9.
On Smile.
On Smile 90.4 FM.